This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Ohio Poet Laureate Carrie Gunter Seymour has a new collection of poems titled Dirt Songs.
What it's like to be a girl growing up in rural America during the 60s and 70s.
But also thinks of the people who own the land where she lives. That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a deal Thursday that would have shielded OxyContin makers from lawsuits over their role in the opioid epidemic. Jack Walker has more.
Critics say Purdue Pharma knew OxyContin was addictive when they aggressively pushed its sale, even as hundreds of thousands of Americans died from opioid overdoses since the 90s. Thursday's decision means the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, can be held legally liable. But it also nixed a $6 billion deal that would have sent billions of dollars to addiction treatment and prevention services nationally, including tens of millions to West Virginia, one of the state's hardest hit by the epidemic. Regardless, many view the decision as a victory. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said the court's decision plays an important role in holding executives accountable for the epidemic's impact on the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
A factory in South Charleston continues to roll out electric school buses for West Virginia districts. Curtis Tate has more.
Green Power on Thursday delivered its first full-sized Beast model electric bus to Kanawha County Schools built in South Charleston. The district has another three on order. All four are part of a total order of 37 statewide to replace diesel buses. They will be delivered by the end of the year, the company said. Wood County is also set to get four, while Monongalia and Harrison counties will receive three each. Green Power was awarded $18.5 million in December to build 47 buses for West Virginia districts. Kanawha County used its own school bus replenishment funds to pay for the Beast that was delivered on Thursday. It also has ordered the company's smaller Nano Beast model. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in South Charleston.
West Virginia will receive more than $5 million from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to track opioid use in the state. The money is part of the Centers for Disease Control's Overdose Data to Action in States program, which helps local government health offices to reduce drug overdoses and the impact of related harms. According to a release from the office of Senator Joe Manchin, the program will help the state health department track and prevent non-fatal and fatal overdoses, while also identifying emerging drug threats. In 2023, the West Virginia Department of Health used similar funds to improve the state's prescription drug monitoring program. Ohio Poet Laureate Carrie Gunter Seymour has a new collection of poems titled Dirt Songs. In it, she recalls her small town upbringing in the 70s and 80s, but also thinks of the people who own the land where she lives. Bill Lynch spoke with Gunter Seymour about her new book and what she sees as good in Appalachia.
The new book, Dirt Songs, there is a line in the beginning, actually. It's not a dedication so much as, I guess, an inscription, which is to all the invisible girls. Tell me what that means to you.
So this book is very, well, it's different for me, but it's not different for me. But my very first book, A Place So Deep Inside America, It Can't Be Seen, was really writing about my ancestors. And then my second book, I think, really kind of pulled away from that. I'm still writing about my people and the land, but I definitely took on the challenge of activism in that book. You know, I wrote about racism, I wrote about addiction, I wrote about, you know, land abuse. And this book, Dirt Songs, is really a tribute to my youth and then moving forward in time and what it's like to be a girl growing up in rural America during the 60s and 70s and how we felt so left behind. You know, it was a time when there was so much change going on in the country. And in small town USA, we were all just trying to keep our heads above, you know, the water, trying to understand, my God, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? Because our lives were, I don't want to say simpler because they were very hard, but community was so different for us. Children were leaving their families and finding jobs at different places around the country and around the world. But a lot of times in rural America, that wasn't happening because of opportunity. I mean, things like scholarships. And very few young people had the kind of cash. Their families didn't have the kind of cash it took to send people to college. You had a lot of high school educated, extremely intelligent young people who got stuck. And so I'd like to think this is how this book starts out anyway, is what it's like to come from small town America at a time when there really was so little opportunity. And so just being given that opportunity of having somehow managed to stumble upon the means to get an education was completely life-changing for me. I mean, I can't even express that enough. And so this book starts when I'm a really ornery young person, and some of the poems are about me, some are about some of the girls I knew, kind of moves into my young adult life and my married life, and then on into how we transform. And some of that was through my obtaining an education and seeing the world a little differently. And then there is a bit of activism. You know, I'll always speak about a little bit about addiction because that's so near and dear to my heart. And also in this one, I talk about, you know, colonization.
Your poems do touch on social issues that are very concerning, racism, poverty, addiction, a lot of negatives out there in the world. So what's good in Appalachia right now? What can you see that's good?
I think there are a lot of people out there working really hard to dispel the worst of the myths. I think there was some difficulty with J.D. Vance's book, who sort of characterized us all as one lump group of people who either pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, which we all know is a myth, or languish and they're lazy and they just don't care. And we know that is not true. And it was almost like that book helped us get up and get busy, because that is not true. You know, how many of us know of people who are working 2 and 3 jobs, you know, to try to feed their families? And I think the good thing is that people are starting to listen. We've completely transformed the word hillbilly into something very positive. People are really starting to appreciate the way we care for the land. And we saw a lot of that during COVID, didn't we? Everybody wanted to come to rural America. Everybody wanted to move to Appalachia because they thought, oh, this is good, clean space. And I just think it's almost hip to be Appalachian now. We've had people that have been so successful in their writing. And so word's getting out that really we've been working hard for a lot of years. I also know a lot of young people are going back to farming. They're going to schools for agriculture, you know, which is so encouraging to me, because what are we going to do? What are we going to eat?
Book is Dirt Songs by Carrie Gunter Seymour. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. It was just so wonderful to see you again.
That was Inside Appalachia's Bill Lynch speaking with Ohio Poet Laureate Carrie Gunter Seymour. To hear more of that interview, visit us online at wvpublic.org. It's 7:52. This is West Virginia Morning. Becoming mostly sunny today, high temperatures in the 80s and low 90s, partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 60s and 70s. Saturday, partly sunny and humid with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 80s and low 90s. Support for WVPB is provided by Medical Massage of Huntington. specializing in orthopedic, sports, and recovery massage through medically based and relaxation therapy. More information, mmohwv.net. This week's encore broadcast of Mountain Stage features the 2022 NPR Tiny Desk Concert winner, Alyssa Amador. We also hear performances from premier Americana roots band Donna the Buffalo, North Carolina singer-songwriter David Childers and the Serpents, folk country artist John Bird, and multi-generational bi-coastal duo David Jacob Strain and Bob Beach. Our song of the week comes to us from Alyssa Amador. We listened to her performance of Slow Down. It's the second track on her EP, Narratives.
Morning comes, I make the bed, I wish it wouldn't end. Every morning is a battle I can't seem to win. Morning comes and I'm afraid of what's in store for me. Will it be another day of running round like everything is gone? If I write it in a song, will it slow down? Morning comes, I make the bed, I take a look around. Every morning brings a question I can't live without. Oh, morning comes and I'm afraid of what's in store for me. Will it be another day of running round pretending all is fine when the thought won't leave my mind? Can it slow down? Oh, another day that I get lost in lists of what to do. Running away, I'm at a loss of what to say to you. Then another night, I give up the fight. Will it be alright? Ooh. Morning comes, I make the bed, I wish it wouldn't end. Every morning is a battle I can't seem to win. Oh, morning comes and I'm afraid of what's in store for me. Will it be another day of running round like everything is gone? If I write it in a song, will it slow down?
That was Alyssa Amador performing Slow Down on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.